After a rough, cold, wet, wintry season, spring is finally among us in the WB. Springtime means warm weather is coming, and sports like baseball, softball, golf, and lacrosse are in full swing of their season. But springtime also means the beginning of the King's College football season. Many think that the season begins in August, but for three times a week, the King's College football team participates in a month-long training camp called Spring Ball. WRKC caught up with Chris King Boyle to find out what Spring Ball is and how the Monarchs look for next year.
Spring Ball is a very important time for our team because it lets us get on the field, run around, do our plays. It's just build team chemistry, and we have a lot of events, and it's a competition to see who can get better each and every day. Each year, especially our coaches stress on us, it's important to become more of a team, and doing that alone will get us to play better as a unit. The chemistry will be better. So each day we go into it trying to get better than the day before.
And that's exactly what head coach Jeff Narr and his staff want to get out of spring ball. The team is split up into micro teams made up of 7 or 8 players to compete with each other in events for pride and a prize at the end of the year.
Competitions such as tug of war or relay races, tire pulls, it does involve a lot of physical strength, but it's a lot of mental too. It turns into fun because it's one-on-one competition or team competition between your brothers, your teammates, so it just brings out the best in everyone. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we practice between 8 and 10, and these practices are on a turf field under the lights. We're running through the playbooks. We're doing individual work. It's a lot of conditioning as well because we have to get in shape, and we're lifting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
After a 4-6 season, the Monarchs are losing 9 seniors, including Kyle McGrath, Dan Kempa, and Tyler Hartraff, leaving the Monarchs with a lot of holes to fill.
Kempa and Hartraff, they will never be able to be replaced. As you know, they're all-time leaders at King's College in passing and receiving. But we have a good quarterback competition going on between Tom Hare and Zach Whitehead. We have 2 tight ends coming back between Jay Thomas and Dan Lynch. We have a good running back competition going on, so it just... good players are just going to need to step up. The offensive line's coming back mostly, so at least we have our herd back. It's my 4th year playing for King's College. I could definitely tell you that our team has never been closer than it is right now. The guys on offense, the guys on defense, guys on special teams, we all get along. We're all one family. Coach Narr has been here a while now, so he's stressed this. And each year you see an improvement from team chemistry. So I can promise you as a senior that this year we will be tighter, and the close games will hopefully be able to pull out because of our team unity.
King Boyle and the rest of the Monarchs will open their season against Moravian College in the beginning of September. For WRKC News at 5, I'm your sports director, Dan Lynch.